بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I believe we are on page 121. My copy, at least. Let's see if on the online copy what page it is. On the online copy, it's page 120 at the bottom. We'll start with الفكر المراقبة. The major portion has been a couple of weeks of the first مقدمة for this chapter was that how these lessons are a means to an end. Now when we're talking about the particular lessons, we start with الفكر. And what's the first point? I'm sorry. Mine starts off with the number 2. Okay. So, al-fikr, which is sort of like contemplation, or it's also termed muraqaba. المراقبة مشتق من الرقيب وهو المنتظر والشهيد والحارس. So المراقبة is derived, the word مراقبة, from رقيب. And رقيب is like a guardian or someone who watches over something. And then he translates رقيب by saying وهو المنتظر, someone who's waiting for something, والشهيد, and who's witnessing something, والحارس, and someone who's guarding something. So it sort of has a connotation of all of these things. The person is watching over something carefully, guardingly, attentively, and waitingly. All of that, all of those meanings are sort of present in Raqib. And that's really where Muraqabah is derived from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Raqib over you. Well, so this is the lughawi meaning. You often see this in the traditional books. It's first when they talk about a term, they define it linguistically, and then they give us the technical meaning or the its usage in that particular field. So وهي في اصطلاح التصوف الجلوس في حب الله تعالى. And in the terminology of tasawwuf, it refers to sitting drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالسالك يجلس مراقبا منعزلا عن الدنيا راغبا عنها متوضئا مستقبلا القبلة مغمضا عينيه نافسا رأسه ويفكر قليلا أن لا أرض ولا سماء ولا إنسان ولا حيوان ولا شيطان ولا شيء. That the salik, the spiritual seeker, sits watching muraqiban, waitingly in muraqaba, cut off from the dunya, turning away from it, in a state of wudu, facing the qibla, closing their eyes, lowering their head, and they contemplate for a while that there is no earth, there is no sky, there is no human, there is no animal, there is no devil, there is no shaitan, there's nothing. And he contemplates or thinks, أَنَّهُ تَأْتِينِ رَحْمَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming to him, وَتَشْغُلُ قَلْبِ, and it is occupying his heart, فَيَزُولُ بِهَا ظُلَامُ قَلْبِ, and with it the darkness in the heart is being dispelled, وَظُلْمَتُهُ, and again it's darkness, وَيَقُولُ قَلْبِي, in my heart saying Allah, Allah, Allah. لَا يَمِيرُ قَلْبُ السَّالِكِ إِلَى الذِّكْرِ فِي الْبِدَايَةِ. The heart of the salik doesn't incline towards zikr in the beginning. كُلَّمَا يَنْكِسُ رَأْسَهُ يَحْجِمُ وَسْوَاسِ الدُّنْيَا. And every time they put down their head, there is as like a deluge of whispers of the dunya, thoughts of the dunya. كَمَا قِيلَ كُلُّ إِنَاءٍ يَتَرَشَّحُ بِمَا فِيهِ, that every vessel is filled with whatever is in it. ثُمَّ أَبْيَنُ دَلِيلًا عَلَى مِلْءِ الْقَلْبِ بِالدُّنْيَا أَنْ يَنْكِسُ الْإِنسَانُ رَأْسَهُ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَيَسِيتُرُهُ وَسْوَاسِ الدُّنْيَا. And what a clear proof it is about the heart being filled with the dunya, that a person lowers their head to remember Allah, and it comes upon it the thoughts of the dunya. Sorry. So comes upon it the thoughts of the dunya. وَيَنْبَغِي لِسَالِكْ أَلَّا يَحْزُنُ مِنْهُ, but a salik should not get disheartened from this. بَلْ يُفَكِّرُ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يُفَكِّرَ أَنَّهُ مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَى جَهْ, but rather they should think that there's no way around realizing that they need to make some struggle. جليلاً وما أخزاني لو انتقل بهذه الأفكار إلى دار الآخرة يوم تظهر مقنونات الصدر. And he said, and how embarrassing it will be if I go with these thoughts to the Akhirah on that day where the hidden thoughts of the chest are laid bare. قال تعالى وحصل ما في الصدور, and will be open whatever is in the heart of the basically that whatever is in the hearts will be made clear or open. وقال يوم تبلى السرائر, and that day where the secrets are again manifest. وتأتي من الله رحمة وتذكر قلبه عندما يجلس السالك ويظن أن رحمة الله تتوجه إليه موافقا لقوله عليه السلام فيما يرويه عن ربه أنا عند ظن عبدي بي. So what is the basis of saying that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is particularly being focused towards an individual or directed towards an individual at that particular time? They said, وَتَأْتِي مِنَّ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةٍ, and rahmah, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to come. And it enters his heart every time the salik sits for muraqabah. And he thinks that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being directed towards him. And this is in conformity with the narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he narrates from his Lord. Yani it's a hadith of Qudsi. This comes in both Bukhari, Muslim, and in Tirmidhi, that أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, that I am at the expectation of my slave with me. So if the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were to deem that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming towards me, then the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with him in that way. And this is why, for example, when individuals have a very negative line of thinking and they say, well, Allah just wants to punish me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just going to make things bad happen to me, and he's just going to, you know, put me in tough times. Sometimes it's, and people call that in psychology a self-fulfilling prophecy. But it's not really, well, it is a prophecy in a way, because a person thinks bad about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinks bad is going to happen to him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really allows that to come to fruition or come to manifest. So a person should always have positive thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them according to how they think of him. فَلَوْ هَجَسَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَفْكَارُ الدُّنْيَا جَمِيعَ الْوَقْتِ وَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ لِلَمْحَةٍ فَقَدْ فَتَحْجِسُ أَفْكَارُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْيَوْمِ الثَّانِي أَقَلَّ مِنْهُ وَفِي الْيَوْمِ الثَّالِي أَقَلَّ مِنَ الثَّانِي. that, you know, if the heart is full of thoughts of the dunya, all of the time, and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only occurs for a single moment, then on the second day, then the thoughts of the dunya will be less than the day before it. And the third day, less than the second day. حَتَّى يَأْتِي زَمَنٌ كُلَّمَا يَحْفِظُ رَأْسَهُ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَتَخْرُجُ الدُّنْيَا اللَّئِيمَ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. Until the time will come that every time they lower their head for the dhikr, they will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَتَخْرُجُ الدُّنْيَا. And the blameworthy, lowly, accursed dunya will leave his heart. قال الشاعر ما معناه موجودة في القلب سورة الحبيب. That exists within the heart the picture of the beloved. كلما أخفض الرحبة قليلا فراها. That every time I lower my neck a little, I see her. يغلب النعس خلال المراقبة على بعض السالكين. وهذا علامة اكتساب الفيض ودمائر الرقى بدلالة قوله تعالى وإذ يغشيكم الناس فلا ضرورة إلى الحزن. That some of the Salikin, when they are engaged in muraqaba, they are overtaken by slumber. And the particular term here is not nawm, it's nu'as. It's a special type of very sweet slumber that is, you could think, like a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا, and this is a sign that a person is earning or gaining spiritual effulgences, the faith, based on the whole of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, وَإِذْ يُغَشِيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ, and when we covered them with an-nu'as, which is a type of slumber. And this occurred in the Battle of Badr, if I'm not mistaken. So much so that while they were in the thick of battle, the swords would be falling out of their hand. So it was completely supernatural. So there's no need to grieve. It's actually a good sign. It's a sign that a person is moving in the right direction. He said, أَسَالِكَ الدَّجَّاجِ تجلسه على البيض وتسخنه فالبيض الذي يرى جمادا في البداية يدخل فيها الروح حتى تخرج الأفراخ تشف كذلك السالك. So the salik is like a chicken who is or a hen that is sitting on an egg and keeping it warm. So the egg that a person sees as non-living and just a non-living object in the beginning, it enters into it a soul until a chickling comes out when walking about. كَذَلِكَ السَّالِكْ يَبْدُو لَهُ قَلْبُهُ فِي الْبِدَايَةِ الْحَجَرِ. Thus is the matter of the salik. In the beginning, the heart seems to him like us. Rock. ولكن بالجلوس مراقبا والتسخين يأتي وقتا يذكر قلبه. That is sitting in muraqaba and looking over their heart and warming it. يأتي وقتا, a time comes that his heart will remember Allah, Allah, Allah. والظاهر أن هذا العمل مفيد بقدر ما يبدو خفيفا بالدوام على المراقبة. تصبح حالة السالي وفق ما قيل. And it is clear that this amal is beneficial in accordance with ما يبدو خفيفا بالدواب. What appears on the surface as something very light based on perpetuity, al-muraqaba. تصبح حالة السالك, the condition of the salik becomes such that it is in accordance with what has been said. يلتمس القلب مرة أخرى أوقات تلك الفرصة. That the heart seeks another opportunity and moments for that opportunity. نجلس طويلا ذاكرين سورة الحبيب العشيق. That we can sit for a prolonged period of time contemplating the picture of the beloved and the object of one's infatuation. وطريقة الذكر هذه ليست طريقة الشر بل هي دأب المحبوبين. العشاق يصرخون ويبكون والمحبوب يديم الذكر في القلب. And this method of dhikr, it is not the method, or it is not the way of those who are infatuated, but rather it is the mark of the lovers. For those who are infatuated, they scream and they cry, but the lover, he remains in dhikr until the heart, dhikr in the heart. And the sha'ir says to the effect, مَتَى يَصْرَخُ مَنْ كَانَ صَادِقًا فِي الْعِشْقِ عَلَى شَفَاهِهِمْ خَتْمُ السُّكُوتِ وَيَذْكُرُونَ بِالْقَلْبِ. When will the person who is true, or when do they scream? He who is true in his ishq, upon their lips is the seal of silence, and they remember within the heart. وفي القرآن والحديث دلائل واضحة على هذا النوع من الذكر. In the Quran and Hadith, there are clear proofs on this type of dhikr. So inshallah, we'll pick up on this next week. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.